Phillips and I ran into the street. Seen through the night for day lenses, the scene had no more depth than an old black and white photograph. I saw it in ghostly blue-white. I could see details clearly enough. I could see clearly enough to know that I was staring into an empty street. I looked both ways, then switched to heat vision to make sure that no one was hiding. The walls gave off no heat, but tanks, men, and weapons all had heat signatures. The block ahead of us was clean.
When are you pulling out?
We're not. We're going to hang around until the Green Machine arrives.
The Green Machine was a corps name for the Army.
Harris, what are you talking about?
The second wave. They're sending the Army in to occupy...
Harris, the Army isn't coming. The Confederate Arms Navy is engaging the Mogat fleet right now. Once we chew through their fleet, the Mogats will be landlocked. All we need to do is pin them down on this rock for another 2 hours and...
No Army?
Why would they send in the Army? Now that the power is out, everything down here is going to revert back to elemental gas.
Distilled shit gas.
They'll all be dead.
We'll all be dead.
I felt stunned. I felt like I had received a knee in the groin. This was pain and confusion that even the combat reflex could not mask. I thought of Samson, blinded and captured by the Philistines. In a final show of faith, he killed himself and the Philistines by toppling their temple down upon his head.
Harris, you have to get out of there.
And go where? Where the speck are we supposed to go?
Even if we made it topside and boarded the transport, who would pick us up? If it were not for my programming, I would have shoved the muzzle of my M27 in my mouth and pulled the trigger. I felt numb. I felt dizzy. The Unified Authority had betrayed us. I should have known they would.
The battleships are still up there. If you make it up there before they leave, they'll take you.
No, they won't. They came to kill Mogats, not rescue Marines.
Harris, you need to hurry. Without the shields, those Mogat ships won't last long against the fleet.
How long do we have?
Till the Navy leaves or the whole city reverts back into elemental gas. You have 2 hours until everything down here melts. The Navy will be long gone by then.
Harris, can you get to a transport?
I had forgotten about Freeman.
Freeman?
Are you pinned down?
I gotta go. Semper Fi, my ass.
I was a faithful servant to an unfaithful master. I was a fool. If I made it off this planet, I would turn my back on the Unified Authority once and for all. My programming might prevent me from fighting against bastards like Brocious, but I did not have to die as one of their pawns.
Get moving.
Freeman said nothing. He had offered to help. Now he was already on his way to the transport. I changed frequencies to call to the colonel commanding the operation.
What is it, Harris?
Call the men back to the transport, sir.
What are you talking about? Hold your position!
We've accomplished our mission.
We're supposed to hold our position until reinforcements arrive.
There won't be any reinforcements. The Army's not coming.
You're full of... Harris, give me a minute.
We don't have a minute.
I switched frequencies so that my entire platoon could hear me.
Boys, we're in trouble. We need to make a run for the transport. When I give you the signal, fire everything you have at the Mogats in front of your building. Then when I clear you, run out the back door and keep running. Do you read me, Marines? What about the ones in the back? I've got them, Evans. You just start shooting when you get my signal.
Where are you?
I'm 2 blocks out the ass of your building. You hit them from your side, and I'll hit them from back here.
There are too many.
We don't need to kill them. They're already blind. Just run on my command and keep running until you are topside and harnessed into your transport. You got that, Spec Sucker? That is an order.
Yes, sir.